And so in Psalm 101 here, I want to start out just by expounding this scripture verse by verse. In Psalm 101, I want to start out with verse number 1. It says, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. Let me explain to you one of the problems today in modern Christianity is that we're singing about mercy, but we're not singing about judgment. This is why it's important to bring back the Psalms. The Psalms completely died amongst independent fundamental Baptists. When I was growing up, we rarely sang any Psalms. And listen, I'm all for the hymnal. I'm not one of these Psalms only kind of guys. I think that's silly. You know, God wants us to sing to the Lord a new song. You know, he wants us to sing songs that have been composed by man and sing songs that are from the hearts of godly Christians. But we need to sing Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We need to do all three. And here's the thing about the hymnal. It's 99% mercy and 1% judgment. But God's songbook, the book of Psalms, is more balanced. And so you end up singing about mercy and judgment. You see, people wouldn't think that hate is a bad word. People wouldn't think that there's never a time to hate if they were singing Psalm 5. About God hating all the workers of iniquity. They wouldn't think it was a bad thing if they sang Psalm 11, where it says, him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. They wouldn't think that this preaching were radical if they were singing Psalm 139. And that's why that song is so important, because it makes every liberal Christian's head explode. Because this is, and let me explain to you why. Because on one hand, they want to reject that song. They want to say, that's not appropriate. That's in poor taste. That, you know, we shouldn't be singing songs like that. But then on the other hand, it's God's word. Amen. On the other hand, the Bible commands us to sing psalms. That's in the Psalter. And so they don't know what to do. It makes their head literally explode because they don't know what to do. And so songs like Psalm 58, Psalm 106, Psalm 69. Okay, all of these psalms, if they were being sung on a regular basis, would help get this doctrine deep into the hearts of people. You know how music has a way to just really get into your head, and even 20 years later, you'll remember the lyrics to a song that you haven't even thought about in 20 years. And so the music gets ingrained in us, and if we would get back to singing of mercy and judgment, then we'll have a balanced view of who God is. Amen. We'll have a balanced view of the Word of God.